doctrine required me to locate exactly, by radar beacon, my own men who could be affected by the blast. But this all had to be done fast, and I wasn't too sharp at reading those little radar displays anyhow. I cheated just a touch, flipped my snoopers up and looked, bare eyes in broad daylight. I left plenty of room. Shucks, I could see the only man affected half a mile away, and all I had was just a little bitty HE rocket, intended to make a lot of smoke and not much else. So I picked a spot by eye, took the rocket launcher, and let fly. Then I bounced away, feeling smug. No seconds lost. And had my power cut in the air. This doesn't hurt you, it's a delayed action, executed by your landing. I grounded, and there I stuck, squatting, held upright by gyros, but unable to move. You do not, repeat, not move when surrounded by a ton of metal with your power dead. Instead, I cussed to myself. I hadn't thought that they would make me a casualty when I was supposed to be leading the problem. Shucks and other comments. I should have known that Sergeant Zim would be monitoring the section leader. He bounced over to me, spoke to me privately on the face-to-face. He suggested that I might be able to get a job sweeping floors, since I was too stupid, clumsy, and careless to handle dirty dishes. He discussed my past and probable future and several other things that I did not want to hear about. He ended by saying tonelessly, "How would you like to have Colonel Dubois see what you've done?" Then he left me. I waited there, crouched over, for 2 hours until the drill was over. The suit, which had been feather light, real seven-league boots, felt like an Iron Maiden. At last he returned for me, restored power, and we bounded together at top speed to BHQ. Captain Frankel said less, but it cut more. Then he paused and added in that flat voice officers use when quoting regulations, "You may demand trial by court-martial if such be your choice. How say you?" I gulped and said, "No, sir." Until that moment, I hadn't fully realized just how much trouble I was in. Captain Frankel seemed to relax slightly. "Then we'll see what the regimental commander has to say. Sergeant, escort the prisoner." We walked rapidly over to RHQ, and for the first time I met the regimental commander face to face, and by then I was sure that I was going to catch a court no matter what. But I remembered sharply how Ted Hendrick had talked himself into one. I said nothing.